Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。
Well, Peter, you got John really good with that practical joke.
Really?
Yep, I was there in the office when he drank his salty, nasty coffee.、
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, he was upset.
Yeah, we finally got him good.
Yes.
And I think that John will stop playing practical joke on me and on everybody.
Okay, well, that's great.
刚才的对话我们复习了一下昨天讲到的一点 practical joke。想一想昨天我们在对话当中提到了说我们要对我们办公室愿意做恶作剧的这个 John 来教训一下，然后呢把他的这个糖换成了咖啡。今天 Sam 跟我讲到说他看到 John 喝到咖啡的时候面部的表情非常的不舒服，然后呢我说终于我们把这个 John 呢给他教训了一下，从此以后呢他不会再跟我们任何人做恶作剧了。 Stop playing practical joke on me and on everybody。那么这是我们昨天讲到的 idiom, practical joke, 恶作剧。And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Well, today's idiom is, of course, another P idiom.、
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit long, so listen carefully. The idiom for today is, practice what you preach. Practice, like P-R-A-C-T-I-S-E, practice what you preach. Preach isPreach、
嗯、那么今天的 idiom 有两个关键词构成，第一个呢是 practice 表示说练习，后面跟什么呢 what you preach， 关键词是这个 preach， 这个 preach 往往呢是在教堂里面这个神父跟他的教民说的这个话，那么这个英文呢叫做 preach， 表示说布道。那么什么是 practice what you preach？
Well, I think、for most it's kind of straightforward. You、
mm-hmm.
can probably understand it.
Right.
But just in case, well, we have a little demonstration.
Okay, now let's start.
Hey, Peter, you know, I really wanted to commend you for your speech that you gave yesterday at the company meeting.
Well, great. I'm very happy to hear that.
Yeah, you know, you're the perfect one to give that speech to.
You think so?
Yeah, because, I mean, the whole speech was about company policy,、mm-hmm. how we should be treating our fellow coworkers,、mm-hmm. and you are really、the prime example because you practice what you preach. Like, we see how kind and caring you are to your fellow coworkers.、
Mm-hmm.
Like, if, for example, I was sick, you would bring me maybe chicken soup.、
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed you always bring coffee and want to make sure everyone's happy and having a good time in the work environment.、
Mm-hmm.
So I just really appreciate that you are the one that gave that speech because, again, you practice what you preach.
Well, I really appreciate your compliments and、I think kind of very rewarding experience because I've done so many things for my coworkers. I feel very happy about it.
Yep. But you know, if it was like John who gave that speech, who's always like, mean to his coworkers, well, nobody would be listening to that kind of speech.
Well, John, just forget about him.
Yeah.
那么刚才的对话呢 ,Sam 对我刚才在办公室做的这个演讲非常的感动，因为呢我在演讲当中提到了说在公司里面员工应该互相关心互相爱护，然后呢在公司当中相互呢要尊重理解对方。同时呢 ,Sam 说到你是说这个话最合适的人，因为呢你言传身教。原因很简单，我在办公室里面对同事非常的好，如果他们需要帮助的话呢我会主动的为他们提供力所能及的那些 support。比如说有些员工心情不好我会安慰他，有些员工呢饿了的时候呢我给他们一些吃的。所以呢 ,Sam 说呢我是一个最合适的人，我的所作所为和我的言行是一致的，用到我们今天学到的这个 idiom 是 practice what I preach。 那么这里面这个 preach 表示说我所说到的话，同时呢我能够 practice， 我能够做到。
Parents I think are the most prime examples. If they tell their children don't do this don't do that but then they do it, well what are their children going to do?
Right， 那么生活当中我们的父母呢是我们的最重要的老师，如果说我们的父母言行不一致的话对孩子的影响是非常大的。如果说父母能够言行一致，那么他的孩子也会是一个言行一致的人。 Alright, so that's it for today's idiom. Practice what you preach. Well, Sam, you are wearing a fur jacket. You're a vegan, right?
Well, then I wouldn't be practicing what I preach.
Right, just to take care of your fur jacket, right?
Yeah, right.
Now let's go to the second part of topic, stage fright.
Yeah, well, actually in our idiom, you gave a speech, and I believe that kind of ties into what we're talking about, how to overcome the anxiety
right.
from public speaking.
Probably you appreciate the ease and the confidence when I do my speech in an office.
Yeah, so maybe you have some tips for us of how you're able to give such a nice, motivating, confident speech.
Right, but you remember the first time I made a speech in a company? Well, I was terrible, right?
Yeah. You couldn't even speak a clear sentence.
Yeah, I couldn't stand because my leg feels like needles.
Right, I remember.
Now let's have a look at the second part of stage fright. And so before we go to the details, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Today's first word for our book study is audience. Audience. A-U-D-I-E-N-C-E. Audience.
第一个单词跟我们的恐惧感或者是怯场呢有一定关系，就是说我们的 audience, 观众。如果面对观众的话呢，有些人会感觉到非常的不自然，非常的不舒服。
Next is the word circumstance. Circumstance. C-I-R-C-U-M.S-T-A-N-C-E, circumstance.
第二个单词 circumstance, 翻译成中文是情况、场景 means situation.
Well, you gotta look at the circumstances, you gotta look at the situation.
Right, 我们知道呢它前面可以加这个介词 under what circumstance,、
yes.
在某种什么什么情况下。
Next is the word proceed, proceed, P-R-O-C-E-E-D, proceed.
下一个单词 proceed,它的意思是继续的意思 means move on, carry on.
Continue,
right?
Next is the word resist. Resist. R-E-S-I-S-T. Resist.
下一个单词 resist, 翻译成中文是抵抗。往往呢我们能够抵抗一定的 temptation, 抵抗住这种诱惑。
But sometimes it's just too irresistible,
right?
So we cannot resist the temptation.
Yeah, particularly in a cup of coffee in the morning, it's difficult for you to resist.
Yep, I'm on a diet, but that sugary cupcake in the office or
right.
that wonderful chocolate donut is just looking at me as irresistible.
那么说对一些美味食品我们是否能够 resist? 另外呢我们的身体对一些bacteria, 一些疾病是否能够有效地建立起这种 immune system, 免疫力能够有效地 resist, you know, bacterial or epidemic disease.
Yes.
So we need to build up our immune system.
Yeah, so we can resist all those horrible things.
Right, 所以说呢我们抵抗呢可以抵抗住一个东西的诱惑，同时呢我们的身体能够抵抗住外界病菌或者是疾病的一个困扰。所以呢这个 resist 可以指两方面的抵抗或抵御的意思。
Next is the word channel. Channel. C-H-A-N-N-E-L. Channel.
下一个单词 channel, 它作为名词呢表示渠道的意思。但是今天呢是一个动词，表示说人们能够有效地引导一件事情到另外一件事情当中。那么这个词呢叫 channel。
Right, so we say things like, channel your energy.
Right.
Channel your enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm. Maybe
yes.
you are a little bit angry. So anger should be channeled.
Yeah, we can channel our anger at our, pillow.
Right.
okay, that brings us to the last word, which is suppress. Suppress. S-U-P-P-R-E-S-S. Suppress.
今天最后一个单词 suppress 表示一个人能够抑制或压抑自己的情绪、自己的情感 suppress your emotion.
Yeah, usually it's not a good idea. Like for example, they say, oh, suppress your anger. That's not good because that's called bottling the anger up and one day it will come out in a big explosion.
Right, like volcanoes erupted.
Yeah.
Erupted, sudden, so sometimes consequence is gonna be pretty disastrous.
Yes. So we use the opposite word which is vent. V-E-N-T. Instead of suppressing your anger, vent it, which means let it out slowly and calmly.
Right, 所以说一旦人的感情受到一定的压抑，我们不需要呢 bottle up, 给它抑制住，或者用今天的词呢叫 suppress it, 让它 vented. Find a way and find the channels. So let your anger, let your depression go.
Yeah, there's healthy ways of venting or channeling anger and other emotions.
Right. That's it for a vocab study. And now let's go to some of the solutions we can overcome stage fright.
So first there are some situations. The first situation is, number one, if you want to talk or sing, act, etc., you have to breathe. And if you want to do these things calmly, you'll need to breathe diaphragmatically. This won't always come naturally, and you'll probably need to practice. You might think you already know everything there is to know about breathing. And if you're a professional singer, you probably do. But everybody else, be sure to take a look at the breathing material.
Well, number one, you need to know how to breathe.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of common sense, pretty simple. Everybody know how to breathe.
Well, we know how to breathe to live,
uh-huh.
But when it comes to calming ourselves and getting control over our nerves, well, that requires a different kind of breathing.
Right. 文中一开始提到了说，如果说能够控制自己的情绪，或者是能够战胜自己怯场的这种感觉的话呢，一定要学会呼吸。刚才问一个问题是非常的简单，每一个人都知道如何呼吸。It's something we were born with.
Yeah.
Something instinct. Teaching how to breathe doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it seems kind of ridiculous, right?
Right.
But actually, we know there's different types of breathing techniques.
Right.
Like if you study yoga, you learn how to breathe a little bit differently.
You're right.
And it's a deeper breathing. Oh. So that's why the article mentions we need to breathe diaphragmatically. Mm-hmm. The diaphragm is that muscle deep underneath our lungs that pushes up and then releases.
那我们今天提到的这个呼吸呢和我们日常的呼吸呢是不一样的。这个呼吸能够让我们心情平静下来，或者是我们的深呼吸，让我们用我们的丹田气能够让自己的心情慢慢的静下来。文中提到了身体的一个部位。So what is it?
Diaphragm.
Diaphragm, 胸下面的一个横膜，那么这个膜呢，是我们在呼吸的时候呢，让我们呼吸更加的有力度，让我们的呼吸呢，更加有深度。这是一比较专业的用法，我们能够深呼吸，呼吸的非常的彻底，让我们身体呢，完完全全的进入到大量的氧气当中。
And I've seen people teach these breathing techniques, they usually say to start by putting your hand just above your stomach, but in the middle, and try to feel the muscle, the diaphragm muscle, move as you breathe in and then breathe out.
Right. 中国人练习的方法呢，可能说我们要进行一定的意念 meditations.
Yes.
那么通过意念感觉到我们的呼吸呢，完完全全进入到我们的身体，然后呢，我们的身体能够吸收到外界的自然或者大自然的能量，这样的话呢，我们的身体才能够有力量，能够把声音发得更嘹亮，更加的能有穿透力。
And remember this kind of breathing technique, it has a calming effect.
Mm-hmm.
So you can compare the two types of breathing, like maybe one from the throat, like a 38, short, very short instead of deep, quick breaths. If maybe like you're angry, try the short, quick breaths, you'll notice it has no calming effect. But the long, deep breaths really do.Calm you down.
所以呢，急促的呼吸呢，对我们的心情来讲，只能说越来越紧张。静静的，然后呢，深呼吸对我们的身体呢，能起到 soothing effect， 达到一个舒缓的状态。
All right, so that's the first step is master this deep breathing from the diaphragm technique. Number two, remind yourself that they're not here to see or hear you.Unless you're a very famous person or your mother's in the audience. They're just here to see the person who's playing this piece or talking about this topic. Today, that happens to be you. That's not really important to them in most circumstances.
另外一点呢，如果说大家在舞台上表演的话呢，会感觉到所有人在关注你。其实呢，往往在台下关注你的人呢，都是你的熟人或者你的老师、你的妈妈。其人有能可能会什么 chatting and have some distractions. They may not focus on you.
Right.
所以呢，大家没有必要特别特别的紧张，说所有的眼光都看到我呢，完全处在一个万众瞩目的这种状态下。You are not 100% in the limelight.
Exactly. You know, like if you go to a concert, let's say it was like a Beatles concert, obviously you're going to see the Beatles. You
right.
want to see them. But if it's just some normal speech, it usually doesn't say who the speech is by.
Mm-hmm.
You're curious about the topic, so the person who gives it to you, it's really not that important.
Right.
You just want to hear about that specific topic.
所以观众呢对这个人不是感兴趣而是对话题感兴趣所以呢大家不要对自己过度的关注过度的关注呢会产生一个 unnecessary anxiety
Yeah, that's right It's not all about you It should maybe give you a little less pressure Well, that's number two That brings us to number three Which is Expect and accept that you will feel anxious Especially at firstThat's okay. If you allow yourself to work with anxiety, not against it, you'll be able to calm down and proceed. If you resist the anxiety, you'll make more trouble for yourself.
Well, I like the first two words, expect and accept.
Yeah.
这两个单词希望大家能够注意。第一个是 expect, 期望。第二个呢要接受。期望是什么呢我们要一定的期望值我们对以后的事情要有一定的展望。但同时呢我们要能够 accept, 接受现在的自我。比如说我现在的的确确存在的这种 stage fright, 要承认自己的问题然后才可以呢有效的找到一定的 solution。
I think this is a very useful kind of rule in life to live by. Like if you're going to start a business, you should expect and accept there's going to be problems and troubles starting
Right.
a business. It's not going to be easy or a piece of cake.
那么这两个词呢对于我们以后的发展来讲特别的重要在我们今天讲到的 stage fright 里面能够期望到未来我们能够成为一个非常好的一个 speaker 站在大家面前做一个非常 fluent very confident talk 但是呢首先我们要承认自己的的确确一开始可能会 stutter you feel nervous 没有关系因为呢你是 beginner 但是呢如果说你能够 work with your anxiety 能够顺着这个规律去做事情而不是说 work against it 如果说跟他较劲的话呢有可能你不会找到一个有效的方法所以呢一定要 work with it
Yeah, I think these are also good with what we're doing right now which is learning a language
Right
If you think, hey, you know what, I want to study the language, it should be easy, I should be fluent within a week, you are not expecting and accepting that learning a language is difficult and it takes time.
Right, it's time consuming, sometimes like a 2 or 3 years, maybe longer.
Maybe longer, depends on really your ability with language.
Right, but sometimes there's a kind of a miracle school. You can speak a fluent English in a week. Do you believe that?
That sounds too good to be true.
Right, 所以大家不要相信那些一周之内让你说一口流利的英文我们知道学英文呢一定要存在这种 expect and accept 要期望自己能够有一天说一口流利的英文但是呢要承认自己呢口语啊在写作方面存在很多的问题自己下定决心一点一点一步一步的来提高 a step by step improvement
Now it gives some other practical advice which is work withThe anxiety. We don't want to fight the anxiety. We want to work with it. This will actually, instead of create problems, solve our problems.
Right. So I'm a little bit curious about the working with anxiety.
Well, if we work with our anxiety, it'll make it much more easier for us to be able to calm ourselves down and proceed. Mm-hmm. So if we have a speech, well, we just know, you know what, I'm going to be nervous. It's okay. I don't need to be nervous about being nervous.
那么如何能够 work with anxiety? 我们知道 anxiety 是我们尽量要摆脱要排除掉的一个东西。为什么需要跟它 work with anxiety? 因为只有你要承认自己存在的 anxiety, 然后呢能够分清我自己是什么样的 anxiety。比如说我在口语表现的时候呢是自己的流利度不够还是说自己的自信心不足还是说自己的话题准备的不够充分。那么通过自己一个非常仔细的分析发现自己的 what kind of anxiety,I have.
Yeah.
那么然后呢才能够找到一个适合他的一个方案一个 remedy, right?
Yeah. But you can imagine a person just before a speech, performance, talking to himself. Okay, I'm nervous, but that's alright. This is normal. Just need to breathe deeply, relax, and I'm gonna do okay. That's kind of working with the anxiety. But if you're saying, I can't believe I'm so nervous. Why is this happening to me?
Right.
They're having frustrations with themselves for being nervous. Well, that's fighting against or working against the anxiety.
Right. In addition, you should sometimes remind yourself, everybody else should be same like me.
Yeah.
They are kind of nervous. Well, maybe they're more nervous than I do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's a very normal thing. So just work with it, not against it.
所以如果大家听懂了刚才我跟 Sam 的对话的话呢，要知道如果自己感觉到恐慌的话，特别是呢在演讲之前，那么想一想可能其他的同学跟你同样的感受，以及呢你自己说呢现在很紧张，没有关系，我呼吸好，然后呢我镇定下来，我昨天已经准备了非常好了，我应该没有问题。但是如果是自己焦虑说，哎，我怎么这么慌啊，这么乱呢，就越乱越慌，那么你可能的 anxiety level， 你的那个焦虑的程度呢会越来越高，对于你的表现会越来越差。所以大家一定要觉得这是一个自然的现象，大家能够放松，同时呢它也存在到别人的身上。
Yeah. And one thing you should keep in mind too, most people have to do some sort of performance, whether it's in school or whether it's at work. So if you feel nervous, not only do your fellow performers feel nervous, but the audience also understands there's a lot of pressure on you, and if they see you a little bit nervous, they view that as pretty much normal. They understand your feelings as well.
You're right.
Well, that brings us to the fourth and final point for
today. Final point for today, right?
Which is...Take the emotions and passion you feel for your subject or artistic expression and channel it into your performance. Don't try to hold it down. If you try to suppress it, it will work against you. Express it.
那么下一点我们提到了说，在我们进行表演或在进行演讲的时候呢，我们会多少呢存在着一定的感受或自己的情感，如何把自己的情感、自己的 emotion 和你的 speech 有效的结合起来。那文中给我们的建议是要把你的 emotion、你的 feeling 能够很好的 mixed up with your speech， 然后呢通过一个更好的方式能够 channel it， 能够 express it。
Yeah, I think one of the biggest mistakes that speakers make is they try to hold back、they try to suppressa lot of this passion, because they want to seem calm, and they think, well, if I get too passionate, people might think I'm crazy or something.
Right, 大家有的时候呢，你要表现的话题的的确确非常感人，那么你尽量 enjoy your speech,、那么让这个整个的一个话题呢，去 dominate yourself, 而不是说你自己能够控制这个话题。这样的话呢，你完全融入到这个话题当中，像一个演员，如果说他完完全全的融入到角色当中之后，他不会觉得 nervous,因为呢你已经成为这个人了，不是说自己在说，而是说你的感觉、你的内心世界让你在想说这些东西，所以呢你完全 you forget about yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
那么这是一个非常好的、非常高的一个 level， 一个境界。那么这种人往往是具有非常高的一个演讲才能，所以他说的话非常的 convincing, inspirational.
Yeah, and if you've ever heard a speech from a slow, we call that monotone speaker, he just talks like this throughout his whole speech, well, the audience is going to be asleep in 5 minutes.
Right.
But one who's very passionate, we know they're quite enjoyable to listen to.
所以大家演讲完之后呢，发现自己呢泪流满面， you are in tears after speech, means you're successful.
Well, yeah, I guess if it's a sad or that moving, yeah.
Right. 所以另外呢，大家如果说在演讲完之后发现自己心情非常的亢奋，同时呢满身冒汗的话，那么这种汗、这种 sweating 不是说由于自己 nervousness， 而是由于自己非常的 very excited because you're sweating a lot because the speech you made is very motivating。那么这种情况下，你的整个的演讲是非常具有感染力，那么你的 speech 是非常好的。那么这种情况下，你的那种怯场就不存在 ，the stage fright doesn't exist at all. So you finally you overcome stage fright.
Well, hopefully. In step three, we learn the words, or try to memorize, expect and accept. For this last step, step four, we want to express it, not suppress it.
Right. So let's do a little quick sum up for today's solutions.
Okay. So number one is that deep breathing.
那么第一点，深呼吸。
Number two is remind yourself that you're not famous. I mean, well, if you are, then you are. But if you're not famous, then they're probably not there to see you specifically.
那么第二点，注意呢，你不是名人，所以呢，大家不会完完全全的关注你。这样的话呢，你可以完完全全的 calm down.
Number three is expect and accept.Work with the anxiety.
第三点，我们说对自己有一个很高的期望，但是呢，同时接受自己呢存在的问题。
Number four is express it. Express that passion. Don't suppress it.
那么在演讲过程当中，能够把自己的情感完全的融入到你的演讲当中，最后能够战胜 stage fright. Well, that's it for today's tips and solutions for stage fright. I think these are very helpful.
Yes. I am ready to go out and give a speech.
All right, let's go. Okay. Well, time's up for today, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。